Hello and welcome to Social Media Weekly, episode 28th April 2021. Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Virtual Palace Marketing, rehumanizing your marketing experience. My name is Sean. This week, we are interrupting our regular weekly social media reporting for a special episode that focuses entirely on Apple's iOS 14.5 update, which is focusing on ATT. For those who don't know, Apple's iOS 14.5 update will bring along a lot of ad tracking restrictions, officially called Apple Ad Tracking Transparency, or ATT. I prefer to call it Apple Adpocalypse because it will essentially make advertising more expensive and therefore product prices more expensive as well. This will severely hamper digital marketing efforts to Apple devices around the world, and many social media companies have already been preparing for it. Essentially, there will be two prongs to this limitation. Number one, all apps will need to transparently reveal what user data they are collecting, which has already been done. When you check out the apps in the App Store, they need to tell you all the stuff that they're tracking. Secondly, users will need to opt in to app tracking, which means that it is turned off by default. And when turned off, apps like Facebook will not be able to track your usage behavior on iOS devices. So today we will go in depth about what it is, how it works, and what marketers can do to prepare for it. What is it? In 2018, Apple introduced a concept called the SK Ad Network API, which will increase the privacy of users who install mobile apps. Today, this API will affect how Facebook ads work. As a result, this will either restrict, aggregate, or delay all app data, all app event data. For example, each event data will be restricted to no more than 9 campaigns and 5 ad sets per campaign for each Facebook ads account. That means that if you have a Facebook ad account, you can only have maximum of 9 campaigns. Within 9 campaigns, you can have 5 ad sets each, but you can have unlimited number of ads per ad set. Lift measure will also be unavailable for iOS 14 app install and app event campaigns. So for these two, app install and app event campaigns, you don't get ad recall lift measurement at all. It's gone. Apple's other protocol, called the Private Click Measurement, or PCM, will severely restrict data that businesses and platforms can see. For example, if you have an advertisement from Facebook that leads potential customers to a website, right, you will lose attribution. International e-commerce will also see a lot of tracking issues due to geographical location restrictions, because they will throw you back into their own local websites instead of you being able to access the global websites. There will also be an 8 event cap per domain for optimization, which means that as an advertiser, you'll only be able to have a maximum of 8 conversion events per domain for your optimization. You can still track more, but you can only optimize for 8. The effects on Facebook and TikTok ads. Facebook and TikTok ads will be the most widely affected because their advertisement models are based on behavioral tracking. So in order to how they work is that based on how you use their platform, what you see, what you like, what your interest is, what you engage with, they can track all these things, pass you into little clusters and show you ads to that you that think that they think you might be interested in based on the industries, based on the hobbies, based on the, you know, interests and stuff. And when that is taken out, they no longer know what is it that you're looking at and what you're tracking or what you are consuming. So they can't track you and they can't serve you the right ads. So if you're a brand that depends heavily on Facebook and TikTok ads, there are many things you need to do to prepare for ATT. What is Facebook doing? Facebook is releasing the aggregate event management tool to counter the problem of geolocation and website attribution issues. But because we are so early in the day, nobody knows how well this would work or if it will work at all. So it will probably take weeks, if not months, for Facebook to keep tweaking this tool in order to fill up the gap that Apple has taken out. There will also be some changes in the Facebook Business Manager layout in order to cater to the sudden lack of information and also to show different data between iOS and Android. Understand this, Android is still as it is before, for now. What is TikTok doing? Because TikTok's advertisement platform is very new and only working with a few vendors, instead of Facebook directly allowing everybody to run ads, TikTok works with a third-party provider, and they're more streamlined. Everything is more under control, so they can more easily move things across than Facebook is doing. So they have been working with their mobile measurement partners, MPPs, to cater to these new changes with SK Ad Network API by Apple. So what advertisers on Facebook need to do is that, number one, if you're an advertiser on Facebook, okay, these are things that you need to do. Number one, you need to verify your domain with Facebook. When you verify your domain with Facebook, it means that you are officially set up on a platform. There are a few ways to do this. You could add a DNS TXT entry to your DNS record and confirm that you're the owner of a particular domain. You could also upload a Facebook provider HTML file to your web directory. You can also add a meta tag to the head of your website HTML to also verify the domain. So you need to talk to your web developer about this, or your domain service provider, or you can talk to us to enable this. Number two, you need to decide which 8 events of conversion you want to track. You can see everything, but whatever you want to convert, there are only 8. To most people, it's actually more than enough, but to bigger brands, that's where the limitation is. So because of this new limit, you need to choose the 8 events you want to use and track conversions and rank them in Events Manager. So remember, just like domain verification, this needs to be done by the pixel owner, not the partner. Partner means if you are a marketing agency or you employ a marketing agency and you don't own the pixel, they can't do it for you. You have to do it yourself. You can't get a domain guy to do it for you as well. You can't get a web developer to do it for you as well. They can teach you how to do it. By the end of the day, the pixel owner can either do two things: learn how to do it yourself, or give access of your ad account or your business account to the partner to do it for you. That creates a little bit of a trust issue, but the alternative is to get your business, your marketing agency to create a pixel. But what happens is when you change your marketing agency, you got to create a new pixel, which is quite a hassle. And then you should proactively evaluate the impact of targeting and optimization changes on your campaign, which means that you need to have a social media manager sit down to look at all the campaigns, look at all the data that happens, and to see whether it works or not. And then because you only have 8 campaigns and X amount of ad sets, whatever that's not performing, drop it, replace with next one, drop it. So there needs to be a lot of strategies that come across it. You cannot just rely fully on data to tell you what is working and what is not. You need to have someone to be able to read the data that will, there is delay that is not as accurate as you want it to be. Do a lot of things on the site. And also make sure that the auto advanced matching is turned on in Events Manager. Number three, find alternatives to cookie tracking. Set up post-purchase attribution survey tools to help collect data and feedback from customers voluntarily instead of relying on cookies. Yes, this means that you need to go back to what we used to do 10 years ago. Surveys, focus groups, email marketing, and all these kind of things. It feels tedious, very manual and very backwards, but it is better than having no data at all. And if you find that this is very troublesome for you, remember this: everyone else is doing it. So if you're not doing it, then yeah. Number four, rely on historical data. If you've been using a 28-day click-through and a 7-day view-through attribution, you want to quickly export your historical data from Facebook as a backup. You can use all this data. If you have enough of it in the past, you can actually create a kind of like a ballpark figure or ratio to be able to predict the future. Of course, it will be highly irregular and it's not accurate because anything can change and it can throw your numbers off just like that, right? But it's still better than nothing at all, at least for the short run. Number five, work on collaborations. Brands advertising on Facebook won't be able to track their customers, but collaborators like influencers will still be able to find out who is engaging with their content, because influencers are interest-based. So if you have 10 influencers across 10 different interests and 3 of them engage very well, so then you have a theory that these 3, based on the interests, are selling more based on these interests. Then you can look for more people based on those interests to see whether it is true or not. So there's a lot of hypothesis testing and proving and things like that. Again, a lot of manual work, but it beats not having data at all. What advertisers on TikTok need to do? There will be similar limitations on the number of campaigns and ad sets each ad account can have at any given time. But TikTok's official website kind of stated its limitation a bit differently than Facebook. I don't know which one is outdated, but here's TikTok's version. You can have 11 active campaigns and one ad group per campaign for each iOS app. But no limits on the number of ads clustered within those campaigns. So yeah, at the end of the day, there is still limitation, but Facebook says, you know, there's 9 and 8, and then TikTok says 11 and 1. So yeah, test it out and see. Facebook also recommends using a social media manager to actively track all campaigns and adjust budgets and bids accordingly. Same like Facebook, get someone to do it, and actively replacing non-performing campaigns with new ones. So there's a lot of manual strategy building that will be required from this point. Effect on Google Ads. At Apple's adpocalypse on Google Ads will be less severe because number one, Google's core business is in search, which is based on an initial intent from someone looking for a solution online. So instead of you doing something and being served an ad based on your supposed interest, you have to go into a browser and search for keywords in order for Google to serve you the results. So it's already, you got to take the first step. The user has to take the first step. So it's a bit different there. And secondly, because the iOS 14 change is made to target apps, and Google's core business is based on search, which is not an app. So not much of an effect there. But that doesn't mean that Google advertisers shouldn't be worried, because some things will change. Expect fluctuations in delivery and performance on ad campaigns that run on iOS search ad performance. So ad campaigns that run on iOS will have fluctuations in delivery and performance. Search ad performance should not be affected, but Google Display, Discovery, and YouTube campaigns, which use interest-based targeting, similar to Facebook and TikTok, will see data loss and performance decline. One Google campaign that is particularly vulnerable is Google Universal App campaigns that are specifically promoting iOS apps and targeting iOS users. So if you're on that, yeah, you see a lot of loss in data tracking in that one. So what is Google doing? It's enhancing conversion modeling. It is to mitigate the effects of these changes. Google will be enhancing their model conversion metrics, kind of like essentially just changing the keywords and putting everything together and making it a bit more easier to see, because a lot of all this data, a lot of metrics will disappear. So same like Facebook's events manager. Google already models conversion events to account for some cross-device and view-through conversions. Second one is remarketing, including customer match. So expect smaller remarketing audience size and lower customer match rates moving forward, which makes sense, because if you don't have tracking, you cannot create a remarketing pool, and therefore remarketing is essentially less effective at this point moving forward. What advertisers on Google need to do? If you are advertising solely on search, you don't have to worry much. Any change will be minimal. But if you are relying on interest-based display discovery and YouTube ads, expect to see some changes in data reporting from Google in the coming weeks. So yeah, if you are a business, essentially across the board, if you are a business, expect to see the data coming back to have lower metrics, not as accurate, the numbers are less, not as effective, but that doesn't mean it's not effective. It just means that, you know, all these iOS users are not giving back the data tracking. If you are a marketing agency, then you probably need to tell business owners, your clients, that this is happening and educate them on what are the changes, and maybe come up with some strategies to mitigate all these things. So here's my thought on Apple's ATT. For me personally, privacy has always been a double-edged sword. Before taking a stand on either side, I know people are very pro-privacy, but being pro-privacy has its costs, and we need to understand the cost before we take a side on something, right? There are implications on both sides. So I agree that there needs to be some level of privacy and prudent usage of our personal data by all technology companies, because in the past years, it has been very reckless. So many abuses, and this needs to stop. But at the expense of our personal data comes free apps, free services, cheaper advertisement costs due to hyper-targeting, which leads to cheaper products and services, and an opportunity for micro-businesses to thrive online. Things were different 5 years ago when multinational corporations did not see digital ads as a viable marketing platform. 5 years ago, they are very traditional. They want magazines and all that, TV and all that stuff. They don't want digital marketing. So digital marketing, the bids are cheap. Advertisement is cheap. So small businesses, scrappy startups, were still able to reach customers with minimal spending. Now that conglomerates with deep pockets are jacking up the bid rate of the ads all over, it's already becoming harder for small businesses. And with ATT, it will only get worse. So today, ATT is activated in iOS devices all across the world. With mounting pressure, Android will also introduce a similar feature. They are actually working on something already, but because Android is owned by Google, Android is trying to find a midpoint where advertisement can still live in a world where tracking is more anonymous. Don't complain when prices of products go up, because if you don't pay with your data, you pay with your wallet. On the other end, the lack of automated data collection means digital marketers can once again sell their manual expertise to businesses. This has been taken away from us in the past, I guess, 3 years. Now, we're probably going to get it back. And as a marketer myself, I can only see this as an opportunity. All right, so that's all for Social Media Weekly this week. Social Media Weekly is available on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Our full videos are available on YouTube, and we post bits and clips on Instagram and Facebook. This is Social Media Weekly, episode 28th, April 2021. My name is Sean. See you next week. Stay safe. Au revoir.